This is an Eye on Annapolis bonus podcast.
Well, despite like 40-mile-an-hour winds and 30-degree temperatures and a tarp over a baseball field, believe it or not, baseball is coming very soon. And we are here again up in the Diamond Room at Bay Sox Stadium.
Yes. We're getting bougie today.
Yeah. With Adam Pohl. I mean, the beer taps are not quite open yet, I happen to notice, but that's
true.
Okay.
A little early, but...
But we're with Adam Pohl, who is the director of marketing, probably one of the best jobs in minor league baseball.
Agreed.
And the Bowie Bay Sox are going to be opening up again on Friday, April 5th against the Reading Fighting Phils. And I don't know why they didn't spell fighting with a PH, but that's their
problem.
Oh,
that's a good point. I'll send them an email.
That's their problem to work on, not ours. Let's talk a little bit about last year. Last year's season was exciting. We didn't finish with a winning season. We didn't.
Sure. Close. We were close.
They were, you know.
Finished
there was,
strong.
There was the magic number. It was a finish strong. It was a good season, man. There was a lot of talent that came through here. And certainly 250,000 people that saw it appreciated it.
Isn't that cool?
And that's that's a huge number. Almost, yeah, I mean, it was just shy, I think. And it was like, so you need to go like get a couple of people off the street and say, hey, come on in, man. We need to. But yeah, for 250,000 people is huge.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do. Obviously, Bay Sox baseball, we are a unique entity in minor league baseball. A lot of these minor league franchises are either in small towns or medium to large cities that are well away from major league areas. So like in our league, the big towns are Richmond and Hartford. Those would be good examples. The small towns would be like Binghamton, New York, sure. Altoona, Pennsylvania, Erie. But what all of those cities have is that they are the major league team of their area.
Right.
And we are not that. Right. And we will never be that. But we have a lot of advantages as well. And our main advantage is that we have so many people that live within a 20-30 minute drive of our stadium. And obviously, we're kind of right in the middle of Orioles and Nats country. So a lot of our fans are Nationals fans, per se. But, you know, being an Orioles affiliate means so, so much to us. We're the longest standing Orioles affiliate. And, you know, it's so huge. For I mean, if we were a Seattle Mariners affiliate, let's say, it would be the same, you know? So Hartford is the Colorado Rockies affiliate. How many of people going to Hartford games root for the Rockies? So it really means so much to be a part of Birdland. What we are seeing is that our fans are so much more knowledgeable now on what's happening in the minor leagues and on who to watch for. And so much more excited about our young players than they were even 10 years ago. I mean, it really is remarkable.
There's so much to be excited about, though, Adam, because you look at how the Orioles finished last year.
Sure.
And, you know, we're on the cusp of new ownership.
That's right.
I think the owners group has approved it. Now it needs to do through its all, you know, whatever it has to go through, the due diligence and everything else to make sure. But it seems like that's going to sail through. I mean, it's got a solid ownership group, not in turmoil.
Yeah.
You know, are we moving? Are we not? Are we, you know, is it going to be here or everything else? You know, this is an exciting time for baseball in Anne Arundel County, in Baltimore, and everything else. And the talent that came through here last year was phenomenal. I mean, we see that Kobe Mayo is up there. And we've got some talent that is coming back, although we don't know the final roster yet, I guess, at this point.
Correct. Yeah. No doubt about it. It's such an exciting time in the Orioles system. Think about it this way. There are 120 minor league baseball teams that are affiliated. So every major league team, 30 of which, has four teams. And
we are the double A.
So we have one above us and two below us, right?
So we've got Norfolk Tide, the Frederick Keys, the
Sorbers. Actually, Frederick is non-affiliated now. So low A would be Delmarva, high single A is Aberdeen, and then it's us in double A, and then Norfolk is triple A, and then the Orioles.
And the Orioles.
So the thing that's unbelievable, because this is industry-wide, not just in the Orioles system, but the Bowie Bay Sox have had the number one ranked minor league baseball player 3 years in a row. And I don't think that'll ever happen again. In 2021, it was Adley Rutschman, the catcher. 2022, it was Gunnar Henderson. And last year, it was Jackson Holliday. So it is an incredibly exciting time.
I mean, I know that we're looking here in Bowie, probably Dylan Beavers, Alex Pham.
Yes.
Who else is on your radar?
So the number one prospect coming up is a young guy, 21 years old, catcher from the Dominican named Samuel Basayo. And we talked a little bit about this prior, but in essence, I think it's a transitional moment in the Orioles system where you had 4 years of picking in the top five of the draft. And right now, this season, we'll have to see where some of these players start. But there's a good chance you've got Rutschman as your established big league catcher. But you've got Kerstad, Kowser, and then Holiday, top five picks that are right on the cusp of the big leagues. They either can start in Norfolk or they can start in the majors. But they're all through Bowie. So the Orioles, behind the scenes, completely rebuilt, reopened a brand new, gorgeous facility in the Dominican Republic. They've started sinking a lot of money into going after players in the Dominican. A good example would be this. There's probably 5 to 10 teams in Major League Baseball 10 years ago that would spend $10 to $15 million a year in signing 16-year-old Dominican, Venezuelan, you know, Latin prospects. Okay. Then every other Major League team would spend, you know, $3 to $8 million. I'm just, you know, throwing arbitrarily. Right. Except for one, the Orioles. And the Orioles would spend, you know, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 a year on all of their, you know, Dominican signees. Talent. It was probably 10 times less than any other team in the sport. Samuel Basayo was signed for $1.3 million. That was almost 3 to 4 times as much as the Orioles
at
5 years
age
earlier.
16.
Correct.
Wow.
You know, that's 3 to 4 times more than the Orioles were spending on all of their Latin players combined. And they were signing, you know, 30 right. or 40 guys. So yeah, you're going to not just see that this year with the Bay Sox, but for years and years to come, the Bay Sox are going to have a lot of very, very talented young Latin players.
Well, it is a long game. That's what's going to make, you know, when minor league teams work, to feed it into the majors. I mean, that's what's going to do. As I look around the stadium, as I do every year, there is construction going on.
Yes.
Speaking of multi-years.
Progress in a different way, right?
What's new in the stadium, or what may be coming down the pike in the stadium? I mean,
we are pretty close to getting new video boards. We won't have them for the majority of this season. There's a chance it might be right at the end of this year or just after the Bay Sox 2024 season, but that's going to be an enormous thing for my department in marketing. To have two brand new video boards, and it's going to bring a lot of excitement and energy and really up the fan experience here in the ballpark.
How do you up the fan experience?
Thank you.
I can't even say that. I mean, I'm going to say for the diehard, just pure baseball guy.
Sure.
It's perfect. Because you can get right down there, you can get right on the field, you can get your scorebook, and you can keep track of, you know, if you want to do the stats and everything else. But gosh, for families, this is just the most amazing place to come. Just because, I mean, you certainly aren't going to be able to take them to the movies for the cost of coming to a Bay Sox game. I mean, you've got the kids zone, you've got the carousel, you've got reasonably priced food, super reasonably priced parking, a la free.
Correct. Yeah. You know? It's something that we need to celebrate more, to be honest, in our marketing. We need to tell that story. When I started in minor league baseball, the big thing that separated us from other entertainment or really from Major League Baseball was the games between innings and all the unique things that go on during a baseball game. It's almost like you in the 80s, you know, when I grew up going to Memorial Stadium, you know, you'd go and there'd be a baseball game.
Right.
Between innings, you might hear a Beatles song that you loved or whatever, but like there wasn't really a lot of entertainment happening. And obviously minor league baseball, it was almost like there's no dead moment. The inning ends and here comes the show. So yeah. So at that time, it was minor league baseball were more than just a game. But it's evolved to really trying to sell the affordability aspect, affordable family fun. And I think actually the experiential nature of it is something that we with the Bay Sox have focused on. In the offseason, and I know you know about this, John, but we do a 12 Days of Christmas.
Right.
And every day is something, almost every day, if you buy your ticket plan in that 12 days plan, you don't just get your tickets, you don't just get a special bobblehead, but you also get a really cool experience, which is like taking batting practice off a coach or being a broadcaster for an inning during a Bay Sox radio broadcast.
It really is. When I discovered minor league ball, and I never had been to a minor league game, my very first one was right here in the stadium. I used to have season tickets when I lived up in Pennsylvania to the Phillies. And when they were...
Veterans Stadium. I remember that.
Yep. And it was definitely before Citizens Bank Park, but it was, I had great seats on the right at third base, probably about 20 rows off the field, and they sucked for years. And then all of a sudden they got good in 93 and they went into the World Series.
No doubt about it.
And then.
What a team, by the way.
And then, Dalton and Dykstra and Kruk and everything else. But
an all time team.
But then the next year, the season tickets rolled around, and now I had 4 seats for a Sunday package. Okay. Sure. So I didn't have a full season, but that was the equivalent of. And they said, thank you so much for being a fan for all these years. We've got some wonderful seats for you up in the 700 level way out in the right field.
Sure.
And I said, screw you guys.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and to be honest, we'll see what happens in Baltimore. I mean, the reality with the Orioles, and you can spin this to the Nationals as well, it's going to make a lot more sense to come to a
Bay Sox
game.
That's exactly what it is. And I discovered it here. I said, let's go see this, what this is all about. And, I'll sort of date it, but I mean, obviously it was in 96 or 97, that's probably 97 season. And, it was like free parking. I mean, the tickets were, I think, like $8 maybe or something like that at that point. I mean, I got in and out of here with 3 kids and a wife for under $50 for a night. And I mean, they rode the merry-go-rounds, they did the slides, the bouncy houses. They were all real little at the time, but I'm like, this is perfect. And 20 minutes from my house.
It's wonderful. And obviously we don't want to disparage the going to an Orioles game. Obviously we want the opposite. What I think is that if people are going to Oriole games or Nationals games, they're much more likely to go to Bay Sox games. Does that make sense? I mean, it's easy to think that it's one or the other, but it's the complete opposite. If you're into it, if you're going home every night and you're watching a game and that game is on and your kid is playing in Little League and baseball is a part of your life, you're just so much more apt to being a part of
both. It's a lot easier to get here and to enjoy the game than
no
to
doubt
get
about
up to
it.
Baltimore.
And I think that it's special. There's also the aspect of seeing the band before they're on the big stage, right? And I think that's a really, really great aspect of minor league baseball. The players are very accessible. You get to sit right on the field for obviously less than $20. So it really is a unique thing, and the affordability aspect is integral to our brand. There's no doubt about it. So we're very proud to be an Orioles affiliate, and we're super excited for what the next few years have in store in that regard.
And you have the best job in this building for sure. And, I mean, you sort of coordinate the marketing and the promotions and everything else. And I noticed that. Well, first of all, let's just sell anybody that wants to buy individual game day tickets or just to come out and sort of get a taste. It's just a very small sliver of a taste of what a Bay Sox experience is. You want to come to the Free Family Fun Fest, and that's on Saturday, March 23rd. Doesn't take the whole day. It's from 10 to 1.
That's right.
So,
great young kid, young family event, really. And obviously it's not a game, so you don't have to be here for 3 hours, but fun time to come on out and get the kids out of the house and have a good time. Or everything's kind of wide open. We have our kids park that's free that day. It's the moon bound to the carousel, and we got a lot of carnival games and face painting and just a lot of different things around the ballpark.
And it's a little taste of what the experience is without the game.
Sure. No doubt about it.
Check out the field if you haven't been here. And I will say that no matter where you live that may be listening to this, if you live in Annapolis, if you live in Arnold, if you live in Severna Park, if you live in Millersville, or, certainly Bowie and Crofton, you can be here within a half hour.
Any
of those places either. This morning when we were coming to record, I looked at my watch and I said, I need to be with Adam at 9:30 and it's 9:17. And I got here at 9:32.
Yeah, okay, so exactly. No doubt about it. I mean, our team hotel is in Annapolis, and it's like 9 miles from our ballpark,
right.
9 or 10 miles. So it's wonderful. But we do have a lot of momentum. You mentioned earlier our attendance. I mean, something that was so remarkable last year, 3 of the top 4 teams in minor league baseball that had a growth in attendance, the highest levels of growth, were Orioles affiliates. So the momentum is real. And for us, 120 teams, we had the second highest percentage growth of attendance out of 120. So it was super, super exciting. Obviously, a lot of that. Hopefully we can see another big year of attendance growth. But it's going to be, you know, when you come to this ballpark on a Friday, Saturday night, it really is a great crowd and just a great community feel.
Well, so, it's funny you mentioned the promotions. You guys sent out your promotion list a couple of weeks ago. And I saw that you've got a new thing on Fridays. It's called Gotta Have Faith Fridays. I said, look at that. The Bay Sox have found religion.
Yes.
And then I read a little bit deeper.
Yeah, it's a little different.
A little bit of George Michael instead of...
It's a little bit of George Michael, yeah. So obviously we wanted to kind of give a benefit to our fans for coming out on Friday nights. And our joke is that you got to have faith in the Bay Sox, right? So if the Bay Sox win, we're giving away, in essence, a ticket voucher. That's a half price ticket on our box level, which is our field level. Right. So you're like literally sitting right on the field for $10 for a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday game, Sunday through Thursday. So that is our Gotta Have Faith promotion for this year. And I think that fans are going to have a lot of fun. Maybe they might be cheering even louder this year on Fridays. Hoping to get that half price ticket.
They should be. And make sure if you're here on a Friday night,
mm-hmm.
to make sure you look and the Bay Sox win, make sure you look for that when you're heading out the gates, because I'm sure there'll be people there handing them out.
Exactly.
And everything else. Sunday is a family fun day now, and that's not too different than what it's always.
Correct. Yeah, but we got a few added elements to it. So usually the Bay Sox gates open in effect 60 minutes before a game. So if a game's at 7:05, our gates open at 6:00. But on Sundays this year, we will be opening a half hour earlier. And then we're going to have, we have three major full team signing events a year, but for the other nine Sundays, we will have a few players that are signing autographs every Sunday. It's going to be a first for the Bay Sox, but we're going to have the ability for fans to go on the field and play catch every Sunday from, in essence, an hour and a half to an hour before
That's
the game.
So, cool.
So that is, again, a unique experience that we're trying to provide. And just overall, we're going to have a lot of our giveaways are going to be on Sundays. And Sundays is a great kids' day, so something we're still working on. But we're going to have a lot, and it's not in our promo schedule yet, but we're going to have a lot of character appearances on Sundays for kids' characters, you know, like Bluey, Mario, Encanto, things like that. So keep your eyes open for that.
Barney, Big Bird, and...
Big Bird's still going strong. Barney, yeah, Barney's hibernating.
Baby Bop and...
Yeah, Barney's hibernating a little bit, but...
Fireworks are most Fridays when you're home,
correct,
as well as every Saturday when you're home. Plus, you've got it's 4th of July. You're here on the
third. Yes.
So that'll be, no, that's...
It's a Wednesday, actually, I believe. Yeah. Or is it? Yeah, Tuesday, Wednesday. Tuesday. Wednesday this year. So that'll be a great night. So get your tickets now. We're talking here in the suite level, but we do a special suite package for that night where you can buy tickets to sit up in the air conditioning, right? Like to have that availability.
In July.
In July, so that's a nice thing, so check that out. But yes, so July 3rd is a big, big game for us every year. Fireworks are such an integral piece of the minor league baseball promotional puzzle. So we're going to have 20 fireworks shows this year.
You guys have an amazing fireworks company that does it.
We do.
And for years and years. And as I sit here on the suite level looking out of the Diamond View restaurant at the Bay Sox, this is like a bird's eye view directly into where the fireworks shoot out.
That's a good point. Yeah. Just behind the right field wall.
Right there in air conditioned comfort.
Yes. Yes.
You know, and again, you don't just cater to the humans. You've got the dogs are allowed here as well.
I love it. So we're doing two Bark in the Park Sundays. Our first is this opening Sunday, April 7th. You can bring your dog to the game, and we've got a free dog toy giveaway. So that'll be nice. And then we're going to do the same thing on Memorial Day weekend, I believe, that Sunday in late May.
And then you've got a couple of Wolf Wednesdays.
Correct. So those Wolf Wednesdays will be, in essence, throughout the months of June, July, and August.
And dogs,
and one in September.
And dogs love it. They should be on leash. They should be well-behaved and make sure they're off.
And we do. I think we do have a section that is... for those that do not like the dog. So if you're not a big dog fan, still come on out. But But
it's like old school. You had no smoking sections.
Yeah,
you
got it is.
No dog
section. Exactly. Remember that? The old no smoking section?
That's right. We've got a no smoking section here. It's got 13,000 seats.
Exactly.
But bobblehead nights, you got beanie nights, Hawaiian shirt night.
So I'm excited about the bobbleheads because this year we're doing the first ever Anthony Santander bobblehead. We have this outstanding COPA program. 4 days a year, we really work to get a big Latin community out to the ballpark. Mm-hmm. We're very, very happy about our numbers in the Hispanic community as far as ticketing and the demographics of coming out to the ballpark. Last year, I believe it was 13% of our fans were Hispanic, which is an enormous number.
That's great.
Especially since 13% of people that live within 20 minutes of our stadium are Hispanic.
So, well, that's what I say.
It was relative to the population. So we're proud of that. And we're actually doing a few things this year to try to even up that number as far as the percentage. But the Santander bobblehead is Sunday, May 5th. And then we have our first ever dual bobblehead. I think it's one of the coolest things that Oriole fans take a lot of pride in is when an inning ends, Adley Rutschman goes out. He doesn't run to the dugout. He runs out to the pitcher.
Right.
Who does that? You know? Yeah. And it just shows that team aspect. We're in this together. Adley is an incredible guy. And, it's just a small sign of that, of Adley Rutschman as the person. So we've got a bobblehead that was taken from a picture we had of Adley Rutschman and Grayson Rodriguez when they were both on the Bay Sox together, walking off the field, just maybe a step from the pitcher's mound together. So that'll be June 23rd. I think that's going to be an item that people really, really want. And then we've got a Gunnar Henderson bobblehead. Gunnar plays so hard, and we got one of him like diving headlong into a base, second or third base. And that's going to be on that 5 o'clock Sunday game, Sunday, August the 4th. So I think the bobbleheads are going to be really, really exciting this year. And that should be a lot of fun. And I think fans are going to love it.
There you go. Well, the other nights, check them all out. You can see it at baysox.com, but they got Pride Night. You've got the Grateful Dead Night, which are two big powerful nights. Are you doing Star Wars Night again?
You know it. June 8th is our Star Wars Night. So that is a staple for us. We're doing three different band nights, per se. Our Grateful Dead night has been done for years, and we're going to kind of take that model, per se, and we're going to have a local band that's playing Taylor Swift music after one of our games in May, and we're going to have a local band that's playing Red Hot Chili Peppers music after a game in August. So,
awesome.
So that'll be fun. And we're going to have a little bit more live music in the stadium, some post-game concerts, that you can go down to our picnic area and have a beer or two, and
Navy night is August 2nd, and that is when all of the plebes get released.
Yeah. Yes, it's a good point. But released, I think, is a great way of putting it. It's funny because it was always a tough time to eat at the stadiums, and I feel bad because I want them to just go immediately. So for years, the plebes would come in, national anthem would finish, and they would run for the concession
stands. Sure, the ice cream.
But the academy is... I mean, talk about thinking of everything. And they didn't like that because they noticed that there were certain fans that were just coming to the game.
Right.
And they'd be stuck.
These huge lines.
So now that they're making everybody wait until like the second or third inning so that the actual fans of the game can get the food they want. So we almost make an announcement.
Eat early on August 2nd.
More importantly, people always ask, well, what's unique about Bay Sox baseball? What is special? And I always talk about Navy Night. There isn't another night in the country, in minor or major league baseball, that's akin to Navy Night. And it is so special. It is the first time that these outstanding young...
A thousand men and women.
Men and women. It's the first time they're wearing their whites. So it is a very, very special accomplishment for them because when you're going to Navy, that's a big prideful moment to be able to wear that uniform that you're going to be wearing, for your 4 years here. And I don't know. It's an enormous event for us.
To look at the stands and see 1,000 people just in their dress whites.
Yes.
Just covering the stadium seating.
It really is. And the fireworks show, we have 20 of them, but that one, as they sing to the song, to all the songs is probably the most special of them all.
Well, I'll tell you, you guys, as you do every year, you guys are going to give us a whole bunch of tickets to give away. So I do suggest everybody follow us and listen to us and read us wherever we do that. Because we've got a lot of Bay Sox tickets to give.
Yeah, and the tickets are undated vouchers. So that's important to note. A lot of times when you win a giveaway, it's like, hey, come on Wednesday night. And you're like, oh, we got a lot going on Wednesday or Thursday night. So
I got a root canal.
Yeah, exactly. So this is special because you can use these really for any game all year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you've got a particular seat in mind, you can go exchange them as soon as you have them.
Exactly.
Or like an August game, you can see the best seat that you can get. So
correct.
Best available seats there. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we're going to come back again, hopefully over the summer, and do a couple more podcasts. You know, maybe we didn't do it last year, but I'd like to maybe talk with a player. So if anybody that's listening, throw out some suggestions.
Yeah, who do you want to hear from?
Listeners,
let us know, because we can help facilitate that. And there's a lot of excitement in our young players.
Again, the dates that you want to remember are opening night, which is April 5th, Friday night. Tickets, you can get them online at baysox.com right now. You can pick them up at the Family Fun Fest, which is Saturday.
That's
March 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Correct.
And that still leaves you the rest of Saturday afternoon to rake your yard or do whatever you need to do.
Yeah, yes. Out there. Make us the fun part of your day.
And, you know, take a look at the promotions there, girl. We have them up at ionanapolis.net. Certainly they're over at baysox.com. I challenge anybody that's listening, get out to at least one game. And if you have a crappy time, you let me know and I'll repay you your ticket price. How's that? There you go. There's a money back guarantee.
I love it.
I don't think you will. I mean, it's such a special time, especially if you have kids. If you're a baseball fan, this is the place to be. As I said, you know, you can be anywhere within our, what I presume is my audience area, would be here in a half hour.
No doubt about it. Just think about it. You come on a Sunday. You know, you park for free, you come in and might get a giveaway, you then get signed autographs from Bay Sox players, you go down on the field and play catch with your kids in the outfield, you watch the game, the kids run the bases after the game, you know, kids are playing on the carousel moon bounce, you know, and all for around $20 a person, probably all in. So I think that it's really kind of a special event. An opportunity to be right on the field, you know, sitting right on the field to watch the game. It's a unique experience.
It truly is. And I will say that the food here is not bad at all. Food actually is very good. There's the Angus beef place on the third base side.
Yes.
That's my go-to.
Going to have pit beef sandwiches all year long this year, which will be kind of a neat little Maryland tie for a Baltimore standard.
Again, there's not a bad seat in the house here. You can get right down. I've often said you can hear the spit hit the ground or the bubble gum, I guess, at this point.
That's right. Yes.
Great baseball. Great experience. Come on out right here on Route 301 in Bowie. And baysox.com is the address that you want to go to.
No doubt about it.
This has been a bonus podcast from Ion Annapolis. Please visit us at ionannapolis.net. Follow us on Facebook at All Annapolis and on Twitter at Ion Annapolis. And if you haven't subscribed to the Daily News Brief podcast, go for it. And all of your local news will be delivered to your phone, tablet, or smart device by 6 a.m. every Monday through Friday.